flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEI.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Wow. What a grab bag we have in store for you today here on Jones and Keefe WEI. This is as jam-packed as the grab bag has maybe ever been.
Really?
There's a lot of stuff to get to.
Okay.
Let's start with this. The Utah Hockey Club is not necessarily locked in as Utah Hockey Club. It was sort of like a Washington football team placeholder for this season. So that's what they're known as now. But they're going to hold a vote and they're going to change the name. Now, the leader in the clubhouse, because they had a name, or they had like a finalist that kind of whittled all the way down.
Yeah, they put it out to the fan base, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And one that they thought was going to be the answer, which would have been an incredible team name and logo and possibility.
Yeah, mascot. You like this name maybe more than anybody I've met.
The Utah Yeti. Amazing. Like, move over, Seattle Kraken. We have a new sheriff in town. Utah Yeti. However, they couldn't figure out all the copyrights because of the Yeti Cooler Company. And they're like, oh, they're like, that's their thing. And like, this is going to be confusing to people.
It's not confusing at all.
One makes coolers. One's a hockey team. I kind of get it.
Well, also, do people think the hockey team would be named after the coolers? Great.
No.
Coolers. Phenomenal product.
Great.
Is that what people think?
I don't know.
I would think people think of the snow monster.
Right. Sometimes
people
yeah.
are dumb, but a Yeti, it's like a freaking, it's a Sasquatch. It's like a, it's one of these cryptids, which I love.
If Yeti, the company, were smart, they would maybe even glom onto it and say,
yes,
let's sell.
Team up.
Yeah, we'll have, a Yeti mug night giveaway or something like that at the Utah Yeti game.
I got one of those. I got one of them for the cans.
Give away a bunch of cool.
Ice cold.
Like, that would be a good, I think it'd be a good marketing opportunity for
those teams have logos on like their helmets now for sponsorships.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Double up there. Pop it on the sweater. Pop it on the bucket. Good point.
What was
center ice.
Sorry, yeah, not helmets.
Buckets. Yeah,
buckets.
Yeah,
come on, Nick.
You
watch one game, please.
Yeah, I mean, be a hockey fan for one time.
Funny part of the story, though, it was like they were choosing, they were considering the Utah Yeti or the Utah Yetis. And I was like, well, which one's the plural? And I think it would just be Yeti.
Oh,
if you're like, hey, look over there, there's three Yetis.
So is Yetis a workaround the copyright?
They tried that,
also
got shut down. So there's three choices now.
Okay.
And over the next four home games, they're going to let the people in attendance vote on this.
So you got to
You got to be at the game.
Okay. You need to be
for four games
representative. You can't just punch it in on a computer. You got to be there.
It's down to three.
Okay.
Utah Hockey Club is one of the three.
Okay. I don't hate it.
Utah Mammoth.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Utah Wasatch.
What is that?
I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
I don't
know. Wasatch. Apparently, it refers to a mountain range in Utah.
That's terrible.
But
yeah,
because it also kind of sounds like Sasquatch, I think they're going to use some of the Yeti like logos and stuff. So it's like a worker.
Why not just the Utah Sasquatch?
Good question.
Sam Squanch. Why not just do that?
Don't make the Sasquatch angry. I don't know. Yeah, so that's garbage. They're all trash.
The Mammoth? No, on
Mammoth?
Legitimately, out of those
hockey
three,
club probably is the best
stick
one.
With Hockey Club.
That stinks. Like, what a pain. They almost had something great, and now they've ruined it.
Genuinely think it's a missed marketing opportunity by the company Yeti.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I would have to agree with you.
When I had to go, you know, grab bag, I went.
Bruins versus the Winnipeg Jets tonight. The
nice.
Winnipeg Jets, one of the best teams in all of hockey. And so we will see how the Bees do. They are getting a little bit more healthy. Some of their guys are going to be making their way back on the old blue line, Jones.
It went McAvoy's back tonight, right? Carlo's back tonight,
if I'm not mistaken.
It went very well for the Bruins the last time they faced Winnipeg.
That's good.
Was that 8-1, if I'm not mistaken?
I think they gave up. That was one of the snowman games.
That was the snowman game. It's no swimming tonight. So maybe they're afraid of another snowman.
Corpy could shut him down.
Corpy's in net.
Yep.
So,
he could stop, drop, and open up shop.
I wouldn't anticipate that going overly well, but we'll see. We'll see.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying.
Grab bag.
I got some Bruins news for you, Jones. People are going to like this. Zdeno Chara is closing in on a deal to become a front office consultant with the Boston Bruins. A big Z.
So,
what does that mean?
Good question. What does it mean? Sweeney's the one who announced it.
We should have our Bruins expert on to break it down for us.
Make sure you're listening to WEI Afternoons. Andrew the Razor Raycroft, no longer on middays here with Keith and myself.
No.
WEI Afternoon, 4:30 today for all your Bruins news on a Bruins Thursday.
A big Z. Maybe he'll pick the next coach.
So Sweeney announced it. Do you think he's... Do you think he could be a replacement long-term for Neely, Sweeney, that group? Like, should they be watching their
backs?
That's
a good question.
Or are they bringing him in to work with?
I think maybe right now to work with, because there was so much overlap with those guys. It's not like somebody that's, like, not connected to those two in any way. But I don't know. Like, does he want to be a GM? Like, I have no idea.
I mean, if you're going to be a consultant for the team, I'd imagine you have some design of doing that.
Yeah, maybe.
I guess I'm surprised that...
Although, like, what's Sean Thornton's role with Florida? It's like...
Yeah, he's like an... I thought he was in the front office, right?
Yeah,
he's not just like a skills coach.
No,
I think
no,
he's like
no,
an assistant
no.
assistant GM, if I'm talking
yeah.
off the top of my head.
He does a lot of different
like
stuff,
that.
I think. So
yeah,
I don't know.
So Chara surprises me.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's something he wants to do. I would have seen that more for... You know, Bergeron or guys like that. I wouldn't have expected that out of Chara. But yeah, if you're...
And like now, too, like with a month before the deadline, like...
Strange.
So strange,
who knows? Maybe that's a bad sign for Sweeney, who, if they miss the playoffs, could lose his job.
Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the...
More Bruins news. Charlie McAvoy named an alternate captain for the Team USA in the Four Nations.
So I would question who's running Team USA. I would question if they're watching this year. I mean, he should be on the team. Even
well,
in a down year, he should be on the team. He's part of the
lead.
Have you seen the leadership here?
Yeah.
I would question who's leading Team USA if you're going to make Charlie McAvoy an alternate captain on that team.
Although Team USA...
He's an alternate captain on this team.
Team USA may be not known for their leadership. You remember the Nagano Olympics when they absolutely destroyed every bit of their hotel room.
This is true. That doesn't make me feel very good about Team USA.
No, so it's Austin Matthews is the captain, and then Matthew Tkachuk and McAvoy are the alternate captains.
Don't love it.
Yes, together we will make America...
Grab bag.
Again.
Not a moment too soon. A celebrity joined Twitter yesterday for the first time.
Oh.
No, not Bill Belichick. Somebody got in after the fact. Twitter's been around for a while.
Yeah, what was the first? 2008?
Yeah, something like that.
Nine?
Seven, eight, nine.
Even that old.
Yeah, okay. It might have been. Yeah, wow. It was a long time ago. Good,
better late than never, as they say.
Speaking of the Olympics, Tanya Harding.
Hey, everyone. I am Tanya Harding, and I am on X. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Happy New Year. Join me there, and let's chat it up. Love you. God bless. Bye.
She's on X?
She just said Happy New Year. Thank you, Nick. Happy New Year.
Maybe she recorded it 3 weeks ago.
Maybe. Happy New Year.
Yeah, she gets all hopped up on X and then does a video. Tanya Hart, you ever watch I, Tanya, the movie, though?
You know what? I don't see a ton of movies. That is one I saw.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
My wife likes figure skating, so we watch that film.
And I am on X.
She's like, easy.
Yeah.
That's not legal, is it?
Yeah, it's just at this point.
Yeah.
Not that I need to go there to be in my own safe space, but at this point, like, if you're just going to hop on something, why join? Wouldn't you get in at the ground floor on, like, Blue Sky? Why are you joining X at this point?
I'm not sure. Do you remember the song that she danced to in the Olympics?
No.
The Jurassic Park theme.
Huh.
She probably should have gotten more points for that.
Yeah.
Then she had a little issue where her shoes lace was untied or whatever, and she tried taking it up with the judge. And they're like, you got to just keep skating. You don't come over. Don't come over by me.
Yeah.
That was the one issue.
Yeah, that was the only issue.
That was really all the issue I could see with
her. That's the only one I remember.
It was a tough run-up to the Olympic Games. What was crazy to me is, not to relitigate Tanya Harding, but it was like, the way she had her goons attack Nancy Kerrigan, it was like, oh, only one person makes the team. Like, no.
Yeah, you could
have both. They both could have made the team. They both did make the team.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Seemed unnecessary.
Well, it's, she had aiming higher than just being on the team, Keith. Yeah.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Grab back. Patrick Graham back as the defensive coordinator for the Raiders.
Feels like a poor get.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
DeMarcus Covington, former defensive coordinator of the New England Patriots, is now with the Green Bay Packers as a defensive line coach.
Also,
yeah,
feels like a poor get.
Well, what are you going to do?
When it's around 1:30 and the cakes get hot, the Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag on EEI.
So they're always talking about potentially changing the game, right? People in all sports, but in the NBA, a lot of thought about the three-point shot. The three-point shot's killing the game. People don't like the three-point shot. Well, a different potential change, Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, was talking about. They might consider the idea of going from 12-minute quarters to 10-minute quarters. What would that do?
I don't like it. I mean, ideally, it would help the pacing of the game a little bit. I'm sure it would still bog down at the end, but instead of a 2.5-hour game, maybe you get it closer to 2 hours, something like that. I don't know what a generic basketball game runs. I'd imagine it's over 2 hours. So I would think that's what they're trying to fix. That's a more realistic solution than the one we hear a lot, which is cut the season from 82 games to 60 games or 40 games or whatever you hear. We get calls about that. That's a more realistic solution. You're not changing the inventory. Maybe you're messing with the commercial inventory, but the amount of games you're not changing. That's realistic. I'm still against it. Like, how many different things would that
I don't really get records.
And things would that start to throw
is
off?
Is the thought that, hey, if we do it this way, it'll be less minutes overall for these guys. So even the guys that play high end minutes, so maybe they'll play more games, but then I don't think that's how it'll work.
That's probably what they're getting at too.
But they still won't do that.
You're helping the management there of the players. What's the thing they call it in the NBA?
Load management.
Thank you. The load management.
Yeah.
You're helping that, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think that's the way they'd actually use it. Instead, you look at it and go, all right, well, now Tatum can still play his 37, 38 a night. Now he's basically playing the whole game. It's putting a lot of backups out of jobs, potentially.
Grab bag. So you remember Jonte Porter, the brother of Michael Porter, who got busted for like point shaving and sort of manipulating certain, getting involved with the betting.
Sure.
Right? Like Tony in Blue Chips. He was kind of messing about a
little
bit.
Thank you. That was the perfect reference. Yeah.
Well, there's a story now in the Wall Street Journal that is saying that Terry Rozier, old buddy Scary Terry, might have gotten himself wrapped up into that scandal as well.
Nice.
So, yeah. So everybody was always afraid after the Tim Donaghy stuff, like, all right, how many refs are involved? And now that it is legal in just about every single state, and some of these guys that don't make as much money as others, like, all right, how can you crack down on this? Are guys open to it? What do you do? But anyway, Rozier now one of the latest to be caught up in it.
Number one, maybe that helps explain Terry Rozier's Game 7 performance in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Cavs. 2-14, 0-10 from three.
He had some tough road-home splits.
Maybe it helps explain that. The other thing, Billy Lanny, were you telling me it was Jared Diamond is the reporter on this from the Wall Street Journal? That's a baseball guy. And so I wonder if this is the beginning of something across sports where there is we know Ohtani very prominently.
He didn't do anything though.
No,
it was just his fall guy
running his bank accounts. So I wonder if this is the beginning, the tip of the iceberg on a baseball reporter getting an NBA scoop like this. That's curious to me, and I wonder if there's more to this beyond just Terry Rozier.
Grab bag.
So John Morton, the pass game coordinator for the Denver Broncos.
The old NFL wide receiver, Johnny Morton?
No. John Morton.
John.
Not Johnny
Very
Morton.
Professional.
But he was with Denver, and he has been named the new offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions, replacing Ben Johnson. I just assumed that they might promote from within. Tanner Engstrom was their pass game coordinator. Like, Ben Johnson was with the Lions for a couple of years before he was promoted to offensive coordinator. I thought they'd do the same thing, but they go and grab a guy from the Denver staff.
You're this guy getting passed over.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize we were supposed to give this Morton guy any credit for Bo Nix in Denver. Maybe that was an oversight on my end. You're Engstrand. Do you stay in Detroit in the same role with a better team, or do you follow Ben Johnson to Chicago? If you're even allowed to do that, maybe it's a lateral move. I don't know, but I would get out of Detroit if I were this guy.
I would also get out of Detroit if I was him. And maybe Ben Johnson. So Ben Johnson's bringing in Dennis Allen for his D coordinator. Hasn't announced an offensive coordinator. But even though you're not calling plays, you weren't calling plays before.
I know he's brought in a bunch of guys from Detroit. Yeah. That I know. Like JT Barrett, their quarterback's coach, he's brought in. I think he's brought in guys on the defensive side too. So he's brought a lot of guys over from Detroit. Maybe he'll
How much
this guy
of a fall off for the Lions next year? I would say significant.
Like out of the playoffs significant?
Maybe not that far,
but not winning the division. Certainly not 15-2, and their offense takes a step back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Yeah.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back. You can grab my back.
All right, here we go. Best NBA performer from last night. There was a bunch of games. We have five nominees, including a Celtic. We don't normally have a Celtic in the nominees, it feels like. But Kristaps Porzingis.
Big night.
34 points, 11 rebounds. Your guy Trey Murphy III, 32 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Kevin Durant, 33 points, 7 assists. Jalen Brunson, 30 points, 15 assists. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 52 points.
But
4 assists, a loss to the Warriors.
I think we said this the other day. I'm like, anytime somebody gets 50, do we have to make him the player of the night? He lost, though.
Yeah.
I'm going Brunson, I think. That was a good win.
30 and 15 for the Knicks. They beat the Nuggets at home.
Exactly. That's beating Denver. Like, I think I'd lean Brunson there, but big night for SGA.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we are going with a left fielder, first baseman, played both positions over the course of his 17-year Major League career. Wow. He was a two-time All-Star. He finished third in the Rookie of the Year and was twice a top 22 MVP.
Okay, good to know.
Finisher. He would hit from the right side. He'd also throw it in from the right side.
Good.
If need be. He was a All-Star Game MVP.
What?
One of those years. Career high in dongs in a season. Just 26.
Lyle Overbay.
Oh, good one. That is a random player.
That guy's not popping a lot of home runs.
No, he's not.
Okay.
No, he's not.
What teams?
Lyle Overbay. All right. He played for the Florida Marlins, the Baltimore Orioles, the Kansas City Royals, the Cincinnati Reds, the Philadelphia Phillies, and the New York Mets. Played far and away his most games with the Marlins and Orioles. Everybody else kind of sparingly.
What are the years?
Good. He played his cup of coffee 1990.
Oh.
A little bit more established 92.
Jeff Conine.
He got it.
The Red Sox win.
Nice.
Jeff Conine.
Nice player.
Really was.
Two top 22 MVP years?
Twice.
Wow.
Back-to-back years.
I thought that was the future
or the limit for him. Also a two-time World Series winner. He was one of the few guys that was on both of those Marlins teams.
Excellent. Now, I can't tell if the Twitch chat is taking credit for that they already had it. Text line guest Adam Dunn. I didn't see it on the text line, so I don't know if the Twitch chat might have beat me to that one.
Phil Raruto?
No, no, no. It's Jones beat the Twitch chat. Nice.
Okay, those good. Are Z's.
Jeff yeah. Conine. How about that?
Phil Raruto?
Raruto? Okay.
Like Billy Madison, you're trying to figure out who won. It's a mess.
Mm-hmm. Not good. But good stuff. Okay. Random baseball player of the day.
That's how you play right there.
In the grab bag. Good game, everybody. On Jones and Keefe. If you're tuned in on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you see us in our finest attire. It's WEEI Picture Day. WEEI Afternoons comes your way next. I want to check in with them, see how Picture Day went. We'll also get you our clip du jour next.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
All right, time for clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds good. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, of course, here at WEEI, it is Team Picture Day. So all the shows getting some new shots. Although, sounds like the morning show was happy with their previous shots, so only Courtney was getting new photos.
She had her own.
Shine, too.
Oh, Shine, too. Scrim got some?
Well,
he said he was very unhappy with his round face.
Well, in fairness, Shine has dropped some LBs since that, so that actually was a good move. But
Greg said he added LB, so he didn't want to get a new picture.
Correct. Also a good move by
Makes
Greg.
Makes sense. Yeah.
But yeah, Courtney had her own makeup artist here. I don't know if that's what we're going to hear as part of this, but yes.
I saw that. Huh. So I don't know if Hart and Ted and Fitzy had a makeup artist or not.
No.
Okay. But earlier in the show, as you can imagine, there's a lot of excitement in the air about these photos. So we were talking about pictures. So Billy's is behind a tree.
Oh, wait, let me stop real quick. I didn't set that up right.
So we also sent in old pictures of ourselves.
Yeah.
Classic, like second grade, first grade team pictures. We put them up. You can find them at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram.
Very handsome.
And here's us describing them.
Yeah.
So Billy's is behind a tree.
I like that. Was that
a school picture, though.
Was that like a natural instinct, or was that where the camera people...
No, it wasn't. That was literally a photo, I think, in my grandmother's backyard.
I like that one. Terp's got a golf shirt on. That's probably first grade, you think?
Terp's parents absolutely dressed him for that.
That was 3 years ago.
Yeah. He's a young gun.
Jones has got the what appears to be a Georgia Tech sweatshirt and or mock turtleneck.
Like, I think it is
so
like
random,
a
Georgia.
I think it's like a mock turtleneck. It's a Georgia Tech shirt. You can't quite see it, but it is a Georgia Tech shirt. Keith's right about
that's
that.
That's probably the
it's like a mock turtleneck.
That's probably the year that Lethal Weapon 3 was tearing up the ACC with Kenny Anderson.
Good point.
Dennis Scott and Brian Oliver.
That's gonna be my next question. There's gotta be somebody on that team that he loved that.
Yeah, I don't know why I wore that shirt. My parents didn't know it was picture day, is my guess, because that's what that looks like. Like Terp's parents had him ready. I'm guessing my parents had no idea it was picture day and sent me to school in that. That's me. And then, Keith, you're wearing your Dream Team shirt.
That is a Dream Team cartoon caricature shirt. So you can see the face of Larry Bird there, Patrick Ewing, David Robinson. I got the lasers background. The only year I had the lasers background, so it's my favorite photo.
Uh-huh.
You can see my hair's kind of grown out, but I had the lines in the side of my head. Like I
knew it.
Vanilla Ice. I was the lines in the side of the head.
I said
it
to Nick. I was like, I wonder if he's got tracks.
Wait.
I had lines.
I didn't even notice that. Yeah, Keith body bagged all of us with the picture there. Lasers,
nice shot,
Dream Team shirt, and the notches on the side. What did you call them? Tracks?
No, Billy called them tracks. I just call them lines. I think I just remember asking for lines.
That's
and they
nice.
Just, like, carve them in there. I should probably bring the lines back. Can't be worse than what I got going on now.
Well.
Yeah.
I'd much prefer the lines on the side as opposed to the people that shoehorn like a pot in their hair. That drives me
nuts. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's not a natural part.
Right.
You're like a shaved one.
Yeah, people that just like shoehorn it in there. Like, oh, this is where my pot is. Like,
Am I making this up? You got your number on the back of your head, too?
I never did.
That wasn't you.
I think I wanted
that
to.
That might have been Arkin. Maybe that was Arkin.
I think I remember a lot of kids did, but for some reason I didn't have that.
Huh.
Yeah.
We also, it was unearthed that lasers cost more. That's still
not
up for debate whether or not.
Not at my school.
The laser background cost more.
No, they did not.
Absolutely cost more. That's why I never got them.
No, they didn't.
That was an upcharge.
Is this a thing parents tell people?
My mom texted me. She's like, okay. I never would have gotten them the 1 year.
Your rich
they cost
mom
more.
Texted you.
I have a new theory. Maybe parents are telling their kids it costs more as a reason to not let their kids get the laser.
Bang. That's got to be it.
My parents would not let me get lasers.
Yeah.
I never heard this they cost more thing, but maybe that's what it is. It's a myth made up by parents to talk their kids out of getting the laser background.
Possible.
But how dumb were we? Didn't we have the little sheet in our hands said, like, this package cost this? And
yeah, I didn't really follow through with that.
I never saw that.
Yeah. I definitely never had lasers. I got whatever the lowest level plain blue background.
How'd the photo shoot go down there?
It was good.
Anybody do, like, the Costanza?
I don't know what that means.
Shirt off on the couch.
Bearskin rug.
Fitzy had some ideas socks. Like, I'll pretend I'm the center and I'll get down in front of you. I'm like, nope, that ain't happening. We're not doing that.
Come on, let me take a snap.
I can't imagine.
Maybe a shotgun snap.
Internet. Yeah, having a field day with that. Yeah, no, that's
I also
true, yeah.
could have used the local TV stand-up news boxes. Yeah. You know those boxes, the wood boxes that guys use?
Yeah,
you know, Ted Johnson slightly.
We've heard of boxes.
The Dale is what we call that.
We're aware of
that.
Slightly. Well, I didn't want to name the people who actually use them, so I just said the general, but I could have used that next to Ted.
You didn't want to try to pick up like a third and one against Ted?
Just kinda
blow your head, get through there?
I mean, low man wins, so I get an advantage, right?
Not always. The low man does not always
win.
It's
not how that works anymore.
tush-push formation.
So I know.
Oh, you guys should have done tush-push.
Yeah. So I know it's a Thursday. That means you're talking to Tommy Curran. Are there any other guests on the program today? Any new guests?
We do actually have a new guest. Oh. Apparently our time slot fit a little more conveniently into his schedule. So
yeah,
Andrew Razor Raycroft will be joining us at 4:30.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Tom Curran at 3:30. We'll have some interesting topics with Razor. The Bruins are going to bounce back tonight, I'm sure.
He'll call them out with the best of them, that's for sure.
Talk about Chara joining the organization in an executive role and all those other things. We also will be doing my poll of the day.
Oh, wow.
Which I don't like the responses
to. Bury the lead. X-rated.
Who's your favorite Celtic right now?
I actually checked the results on this. I voted Jaylen.
Not enough people did because he is dead last.
There's a lot of Peyton Pritchard love on that thing.
There's also a lot of write-in love for why is Derek White not on the list.
Oh, that's... That's
well, who do I have to remove to put Derek White in? Well, Pritchard's pretty popular. He has like those whole line of shirts.
I might go Drew Holiday.
See, everybody's popular maybe. Maybe that's the breakdown. We love all
have one
these
guy.
Guys.
Well, except Jaylen.
Jaylen not overly popular right now, which is weird because I think people have forgotten maybe like the MVP trophies he puts under each arm for the banner you look up at and supposedly everybody cares about.
Just Tatum voting over and over and over again.
Come on, Jaylen.
Come on. Yeah. That's what it was.
So we'll get into that. The Celtics' performance last night, the bloodbath that Scal predicted came true, and Porzingis is rolling, and he's my new favorite Celtic.
Okay. How about that?
Wow.
I feel like we
learned something.
You spoiled the whole take there.
We can continue. Every 15 minutes resets.
But stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Hart, Fitzy, Ted, Curran, Razor. That's the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. It's here. The prime rib dinner, back at the 9, 16 ounces, slow-roasted USDA choice prime rib, served with your choice of two sides. It's available every Friday after 4 and all day Saturday and Sunday. You gotta love the 9. Stay tuned, WEEI Afternoons. They got you covered. We're back tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.